Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year's Yiddish special schus for Parshianus and Ben Mordechai Ephraim and for Amir Simcha Ben Leah. We're going to be learning a tshuva written by the holy, holy Kajik Lava Rav. Rav Tzvi Frommer, Zecher Tzaddik Kadosh Levracha. This is in the Eretz Tzvi in Simon Chaf Ches. He writes this tshuva laharabani hachosid, that's what they call balabatim, harabani. Laharabani hachosid Reb Shmelka Fromin bizavair bizavi erce, where that is, probably somewhere in Poland. Hashashal b'choyle sheyevshel lechol derech piv v'toichvin lo shvoyferes legroinai. V'derech sham maridim lo mazon, im tzarech levarech lefunov ulaacharav. You asked me the following question. If there is a chol elo aleinu rachmana letzlan, who is not able to eat via his mouth, and they stick a feeding tube, rachmana letzlan, into his throat, and through that feeding tube, they feed him, must he make a bracha before and after? That's the shaila. And unfortunately, we have that today. You go to hospitals, you'll see people with feeding tubes. Are they making brachas? So the Russian bracha, Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph, writes in the Gemara that says that matemes, somebody who tastes food, does not need to make a bracha because he's tasting it and he's not digesting it. He's not ingesting it. So you need hanoas meyav for a bracha. You need there to be pleasure in the stomach. And a matemis doesn't have pleasure in the stomach. The igle tal and meleches tochen, simen kuf samach beis os beis, writes that we follow hanoas meyav alone, linyan bracha, and you don't need hanoas garen at all. It doesn't need to be hanoas of the throat, it needs to be hanoas of the stomach. So according to this source, both the Rosh and Igle Tal, a person with a feeding tube would have to make a bracha because there's Hanas Meyav. However, the Heilige Avnei Nezer, one of the Rabbeim of the Eretz Tzvi, Sachet Shaver, in Orech Chaim, Simen Kuf Chof Gimel, was asked by a chacham that if you say that by bracha the ikar is hanas meyav, why then were the poskim mistapek with respect to mentioning Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and benching if we follow the beginning of the seudah or not? And according to our yisod that you need hanas meyav for a bracha, when's the Hanas Meyav? The end. So why would we follow Ikar Haschalas HaSuda? It doesn't matter that at the beginning of the meal it was Shabbos, but Hanas Meyav is only afterwards. Or it's also afterwards. But it says that even if you start the meal, you start eating and it's Shabbos, and then a minute later it's Yanta, it's no more Shabbos, no longer Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you're going to possibly say, would say, Riala V'yavo. Why would that be so? Hanas Meyav is only afterwards. So, and for the Avnei Nezer, that even though we follow Hanas Meyav, nevertheless, the Hanas Meyav must be through his Maisim. He has to do a Maisa to get Hanas Meyav. And therefore, since the Maisa was on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Maisa Achila, that would be enough to bench. So you need Hanas Meyav, but together with the Maisa, so you follow the Maisa. So we need on the Don, unser raid, unser discussion, that you put the Machal, Rolo Aleinu, Derech Shvoferes, and he doesn't do any Maisa, so it would seem that he'd be Potter from making a Bracha. See how beautifully the Eretz Tzvi answers this question. It's like an old it's a new question, and he's finding it mamish in the Gemara and the Rishonim. In the Acharonim, we don't deal directly with the problem, but they deal with the same principles, and from this we can extract our question, the answer to our question. So if you need a maisa, here there's no maisa, the food is just going through the tube, it didn't do anything. He also writes there that he only wrote in the Igle Tal, you file Hanas Me'ab, Ladas HaRambam, or Ladas Rashi, you also need Hanas Grono. Because even though the Barachas and Hanas Me'ab, you require Hanas Grono as well. And we could possibly say that it's Taloi in a Machlokas between the Knesset HaGadol and the Magen Avram, at the beginning of Siman Reish Yud. If a person eats a Kazayis, Shalokadei Achilas Pras, that according to the Knesset HaGadol, he has to bench. According to Magen Avram, he doesn't. And the Prima Gadim explains the reason he would have to bench is because there's Hanas Me'av B'Kazayis. You're right, it didn't go into his throat. B'Chdei Achilas Pras. Nevertheless, there's still Hanas Me'av B'Kizayis. Right, Avram, as we said, argues with this. And the Prima Gadim concludes with the Tzarechian. So now we see that Hanas Me'av is not enough. You also need Hanas Grono. The question is this feeding tube considered Hanas Grona? Is that what Chazal meant? I'm not so sure. So maybe that's another reason he'd be potter for making a bracha. There's no Maisa, and there's no Hanas Grona. Furthermore, the Maher Sham is Mistapik in Siman Kuf Chof Gimel. If you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, one's allowed to eat Derech Shvil Feres. One's allowed to eat with a feeding tube, and he says that it's Mutter. And it would seem that another reason, you can look in the Tshuva there in Siman Kuf Chof Gimel, but why would it be Mutter? So the Chavis Das in Siman Samach Tetz, and what the Poskim say, that you're allowed to eat raw meat without salting it, because the dam ha'ivarim, the blood of the limbs that hasn't been piresh, that hasn't separated from the meat, is mutter. So once you cook it, it's piresh. But if it hasn't been cooked yet, it's not piresh. So frek dechavis das, we know in Simit Samach Tes that if you cut a chaticha to two after hadach, after washing it, you have to wash it again. Why? Because there's dam be'ein, there's blood on it. Because of duchat sakina, because of the pushing of the knife. So also when you eat, there's duchat shinayim. When you eat, the blood comes out because of the teeth. So then how can you eat basar chai below malicha? There's going to be duchat shinayim. So the answer is, based on Rashi and Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rashi there says that if a person thinks that something is spittle, he doesn't realize that it's chelev. He thinks that it's spittle, and he's bolea it, and he swallows it, it's considered misasek, because roke is not considered achila, it's considered blia. As it says, boli roko. It's a pasuk in Eov, in Eric Zion. Boli roki. So, it's not considered blia, it's not considered achila. And the explanation is that it's not considered achila unless it comes into your mouth from outside of your mouth. But something that's in your mouth to start with, that can't be considered achila. Achilas when it comes from outside your mouth to inside your mouth. But something that's inside your mouth already, that's not going to be considered achila. In the eighth parak of Trumas, in Mishnah Beis, talks there about a woman who, let's say, her husband is a Kohen, she has some truma in her mouth, and all of a sudden, boom, her husband dies. She allowed to swallow the truma. So Rabbi Lazar says, Mut Yivlu, she's allowed to, Gevaldik, because she put it into her mouth, Beheder. Just swallowing it isn't considered achila. Rabbi Yeshua argues, but even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you need Lakicha Latoch Piv. So he says, even though you put it in your mouth, Beheder, that's mitzaref, and therefore yiflatu, you have to spit it out. But there has to be lekicha letoch piv. And this is similar to what the Achronim say, famous, Tosis Shvuas, Yizayin Amud Aleph, that the maisa heter that a person does is enough to make it a lav sheyesh bo maisa if afterwards there's a maisa involved, which is a long discussion in sugya, very interesting lumdus there, that a maisa heter is mitzaref to an iser to make it a lav sheyesh bo maisa. But not roke. Roke is not going to be asur because there's no lekicha letoch piv. And therefore, raw meat, when you put it into your mouth, and there's not yet dam shepiresh, and what's balua bebasar, what's absorbed in the meat, is considered the same as the meat, and it doesn't have its own metzias. Like it says in Erevin, Memvav, Amar Aleph, Maya Bahuva Mivlabli, that the water is absorbed in the clouds, Tosus writes, it's considered Lo Balalam Klal, and it's even less than, it's worse than other Nolad, it's Lo Balalam Klal. So when the Dam is Nifresh Bepiv, Ayudei Liisa, by swallowing it, the Dam is extracted, it's as if then it came into the world. And this Dam never had a Lekicha Letoch Piv, it didn't exist. When it was in the meat, it's as if it didn't exist, it was Balu in the meat. And now that it's in your mouth, there's no lekicha letoch piv of the actual blood, just of the meat. And now that the blood oozes, it's too late. There was no lekicha letoch piv of the actual blood. So it's mutter. Kulei alma. And there's a discussion in the poskim about swallowing your saliva. And Yom Kippur, according to this, you'd be allowed to. There's no lekicha letoch piv. It's not considered proper achila or shtia. And according to this, it would also be mutter to feed this chole on Yom Kippur through this shofaris, through this feeding pipe, because there's no lekicha letoch piv. And therefore also we can say about a bracha, it says ve'achalta v'savata, you need to have achila, and this is not considered achila, there's no lekicha letoch piv, it's not considered achila. So therefore we would have a heter by Yom Kippur and we would have no chiv bracha. U'be'ikar divrei Egle Tal, who writes that a bracha is tolu banos me'av, and he brings a raya from Mat Emes, taster who doesn't require a bracha, says the Eretz Tzvi, Einini kedai ladun achar tvarav hakadoshim, who am I to discuss his holy words? Ach Torah hi, but it's Torah, v'einini dan b'dvarav b'karka, and I want to like to discuss his words on the ground with great humility and bittul atzmi, nullification of myself in front of my holy Rebbe the Sachet Shaver. Because in the Rivash, he writes that toem upolet b'chol ha'isurim rak derabanan, that if somebody tastes and spits out in all isurim, there's only an isur derabanan. And he brings a raya from Mat Emes, from tasting, that doesn't require a bracha. So you see that it's not really considered achila. But you also see that he's comparing bracha to other isurim. Just like by isurim it's not considered real achila, just by isurim it's only derabanan. So too, tasting by bracha it also doesn't require a bracha. And we paskin in Isurim, like Rabbi Yechanan, that we follow Hana's grono, that you follow the Hana of the throat. So once we make this tushta between Isser and Bracha, and we know that by Isser the din is, you need Hana's grono, and Mat Emes is not considered Hana's grono even. Puts it in his mouth, tastes it, and spits it out. There's no raya that bracha is talui b'hanas meyav. Because the raya of the Yigle Tal was from Mat Emes. The Igle Tal, the Rosh says, Gabi Mat Emes, Ein Sarich Bracha, because you need Hanas Meyav. And the Igle Tal says, in Simen Kuf Samach Bezos Bez, that a Hanas Meyav L'chud, we follow with respect to Bracha, and you don't need Hanas Garon. Who says? Maybe the reason Mat Emes doesn't require a bracha is because there's no Hanas Grono. You, the Igle Tal, are understanding that the reason Mat Emes doesn't require a bracha is because there's no Hanas Meyav. But now we just proved that brachas are like Isurim. Just like Isurim, you go Basar Hanas Grono. So it's by bracha, you go by Basar Hanas Grono. And Mat Emes doesn't even have Hanas Grono. There's no raya that bracha is talui in hanas meyav. Maybe matem is saying tzarech bracha because it's not even hanas grono. Even the throat isn't getting hana. Just puts it in his mouth, puts it on his tongue, and spits it out. The only problem is, like we said, it's not just the Igle Tal, it's the Rosh. The Rosh says it doesn't require bracha because you're not nana b'soch meyav. And that's mashma like the Igle Tal writes. But then we have, on the other hand, the Rivash, who compares bracha to iser. So iser is hanas grono, so to bracha is hanas grono. So kumtais, it's the machlokas apparently between the Rosh and the Rivash. The Rosh holds hanas meyav, and the Rivash holds hanas grono. However, even according to the Rosh, we can say that it's really tali hanas grono. But since we learn bracha lefaneh from bracha lacharea, if he makes a bracha when he's satisfied, certainly he should make a bracha when he's hungry. Then they were only metakein a bracha when you would require a bracha, when it's shayach to make a bracha afterwards, to call the tikkun rabban and came to arise the tikkun. Matemes, you're certainly not making a bracha, because if a person is already digested the food, it's finished, it's gone, so then he's not making a birkas hamazon. So tufi spits it out, it's like it was already nesakel, it's not there anymore. Therefore, lefanav, it's not shaykh to make a bracha, because in such a mitzvah, l'achrav, you also wouldn't make a bracha. And it's not like a pachos mikizayis. Pachos mikizayis, you're making a bracha because it's lefachot chazil, it's derufe. Like we have a similar chilek in a gemara in Gittin, chaf amin aleph. There, at least it's shayach. He's eating, but here, where it's not even, he's eating a pachos mikashir that could be a full yashir if he finishes it. So that's related to benching. But here, there's not shayach benching if matemis. So there should be no bracha rishona before matemis either. So really we can say that it's talui in hanas grono. And the reason that Eimat Emes is not making a bracha is because it's not like, it's not shaykh to have Sviya here. Since it's not shaykh to have Sviya, therefore there's going to be no bracha. So, could be that I'm reading the Rush wrong. The Rush says, the way the Eretz Tzvi quotes him is that it's explicit that you need Hanaz Meyav. He wants to say, even in the Rush, you need Hanaz Gerono. I don't know how he gets that. I'll call upon him. We see a tshuva to the question that if you have a chole where you stick a shvoferes lo'aleinu in his throat and you put down the food, so you need to make a bracha. And we said there's no lekicha letoch piv. That'd be one reason to pater. Like roke, there's no maisa. It's happening automatically. There's bechlal no maisa achila here. It's another reason to be matir. You say that it's both mutter and yom kippur, and it doesn't require a bracha. And there's also a tzad to say that it would require a bracha if the igle tal is correct and all you need is hanas meyav, and here there's hanas meyav. But if it's sad that you need hanas grono, so this wouldn't seem to be hanas grono. So we shouldn't know any tzaris, and we should always be in good health and eat food, derech achila, derech lekicha letoch piv, good food, gezunta food, healthy food, tasty food, in great quantities. Abbas Hashem, b'simcha, b'tuv lev, v'meirov kol, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.